and that's just the tip of the iceberg. As laid out in Chapter 15, taxpayers are paying for a website that tells students they should believe only religious viewpoints approved by Darwinists. The National Science Foundation, a tax-supported federal agency with an annual budget of more than $5.5 billion, supplied the grant, along with another $2.8 million for pro-Darwin propaganda. Recently, Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas questioned why the NSF is funding social science research in other countries. Maybe it's time for Congress to take a closer look at the agency's entire budget. The NSF isn't the only offender. The National Cancer Institute, part of the $28 billion a year National Institutes of Health, used taxpayers' hard-earned money in the name of curing cancer to pay for a recently published hypothesis about the molecular phylogeny of cats. Inordinately well-funded, indeed. So Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture receives less than $2 million a year in voluntary donations, while Darwinists have their hands in a multi-billion dollar cookie jar that is refilled every year by contributions that are anything but voluntary. A large majority of the American people reject Darwinism, yet they are forced to support it with their tax money. At the same time, Darwinists treat their benefactors with utter contempt. This is an inherently unstable situation, and it's one more reason why Darwinism will lose. ID as a scientific research program. A new paradigm succeeds only if it leads to fruitful new research. There are two ways ID can guide scientific research. First, it can suggest theoretical or experimental tests to determine whether certain things are better explained by intelligent design or Darwinian evolution. Second, it can serve as the basis for testable new hypotheses that are unlikely to have emerged from a Darwinian perspective. In the first category, ID theorist William Dembski has listed various research themes that may prove helpful to scientists who are trying to find a way to contribute usefully to intelligent design research. Max Planck Institute biologist Wolf Eckhard Leunig sees ID as the beginning of entirely new research programs that include tests of irreducible and specified complexity in genetics, anatomy, and physiology. On the theoretical level, biochemist Michael Behe and physicist David W. Snoke have tested mathematically the Darwinian hypothesis that a major route of evolutionary innovation is through gene duplication. According to the hypothesis, the original copy of a gene continues to perform its functions while a duplicate copy undergoes random mutations that are unselected until it acquires a new function. Behe and Snoke found that gene duplication can lead to new functions if only one such mutation is needed, but this conceptually simple pathway for developing new functions is problematic when multiple mutations are required.